As beloved Funway speaks his heart to you, precious ones, may our own mighty I Am presence call forth from the great central sun our love and gratitude and blessings to him. And pour that love to our beloved Lanto during the radiation tonight. Our love may carry forth the strength and the light from the great central sun into China, and to render whatever assistance the cosmic law will permit to hold all that is constructive untouched by that which seeks the annihilation of China. Beloved friends in America, I thank you for the opportunity tonight to speak my heart to you. And I trust I may repay the opportunity you give me by leaving with you something that is yours for eternity, and yet you have forgotten. I trust I may bring it to your memory and refresh the life of the outer self with the divinest gift in the universe. Tonight, I turn your attention to the eternal memory of the great divine love that you experienced in the great central sun before your life entered in to the electronic presence of the mighty I Am, and you individualized to experience the activities in the physical world by which your own great unfed flame might become the threefold flame of cosmic mastery. Within life, my dear ones, within all life, is the eternal memory of love from the great central sun, because that is the source of each one's own individualized, unfed flame of life, your eternal identity. Tonight, with the permission of the great cosmic law, those great blessed ones who guard the destiny of China, I am privileged to reveal this to you. What shall I say? Not as a recompense, but just because love always repays any opportunity to expand itself. And in offering you tonight the use of this great eternal divine memory of the love you have been in the great central sun as the way and means of keeping the outer self charged with its eternal happiness, that you may become the expansion of that love in cosmic creative activity. You know, my beloved land of China has been called the land of the sun. And the reason for that is that for many, many centuries, China maintained the great, poised, loving control of conditions within her people by the remembrance of the powers of the great central sun. But when that memory began to dim because discord entered in, then the peace that should still be within China has flown to the upper octave of the earth. Tonight, I want to show you how you may remove every feeling of struggle from the outer self by this call to your mighty I Am presence and the great central sun. If you demand that the outer self be compelled to feel and to remember the feeling within its own life of the peace and the love and the joy that you felt in the great central sun, you will call that forth into dynamic action in yourselves and around yourselves, and your world may become the central sun's world of love, my dear ones, and struggle will be no more for you. Now, those of you who desire healing power, those of you who desire to give healing to others, will have very great assistance in the more rapid action of the healing flame as you qualify it with your own eternal divine memory of the power of love from the great central sun that goes forth on the healing flame to act with instantaneous victory. Now suppose, if you care to become the happiness which it is my great privilege to enjoy, in the use of the healing powers of life, in the use of this great love from the great central sun, suppose we enter in to a systematic demand that the outer self become now the projected sun and the eternal divine memory of all the powers that are within the love of the great central sun. And if I were you, I would charge the outer self with the feeling of all those powers of mastery and the memory of the happiness of that love until you become its perfection expressed. Power that you dream not of, my loved ones, abides within my words tonight. And there isn't a one of you sitting here who could not, with calm, uninterrupted contemplation of your memory of the feeling of that love in the great central sun, who couldn't draw it with great victorious power into the outer self until you move a sun of its victorious presence to life everywhere. Then if, as you enter in to the activities of the day, regardless of what they may be, if you spend a few moments first reminding the outer self to remember to feel the love and the happiness and the power of that love in the great central sun, which your life is, and then command all the energy you contact to feel that love before you use it in outer action, you will find almost everything instantly obedient to your slightest wish, manifesting many times by just a gentle thought or feeling, a desire for something that is constructive, and in that love will you find it almost instantly manifest. I am drawing you tonight into the one supreme victorious power of life, the great magnificent presence of the intelligence and the power that abides within the love in the central sun. Precious ones, please make the outer self remember that while you seem to be separate from your presence, yet you are not. The life and the energy in the outer self, in your physical bodies, and by which you do your daily service to life, your energy, my dear ones, is connected directly with the great central sun. And its supreme power and quality is that of everlasting love. That love, that feeling of the great calm mastery of life that holds eternal peace, eternal purity, and all the beauty of creation is the feeling of your life in the great central sun, and you are still connected with it through the great ray of light from the central sun to your electronic body, from your electronic body to the higher mental body, from the higher mental body into the outer self. So you abide, each of you, within an individualized ray of light, directly connected with the great central sun. Therefore, your energy, if you command it to awaken and remember the feeling of love in that great central sun, you will fill the outer self and its atmospheric conditions with the happiness on the great victorious presence and mastery of the great central sun. You have forgotten that feeling because of your centuries of acceptance of the discord of the outer world as authority over your energy. But tonight, I am turning your attention back to that great source of love and happiness and awakening the memory within you of how you felt within the great central sun. By your conscious command to the outer self and your call of love to your mighty I Am presence, you can command the outer self to awaken to the memory of the ease and the speed with which all takes place in the great central sun. Then will there be no further strain in the physical body, and in the remembrance of that feeling of love and happiness and power there, will you find the feeling of struggle removed from the outer self. The only reason the atomic structure seems sometimes to limit you is because the points of light within the flesh body have not been stimulated, shall I say, by the command of love from the great central self. I say to you, acknowledge that I am my eternal divine memory of the love in the central sun, which I am in my outer activity in full conscious freedom. Dear hearts, if you call forth the memory of the feeling of that love which you experience there and which is eternally within your life, you will become aware within yourselves of many things that come only with uninterrupted peace. Mankind have gone on and on and on in the constant whirlwind of their own feeling of struggle. And yet, in a flash, the lightning of that love can cut through the whirlwind and steal everything that is not the peace of the great life in the central sun. In awakening your memory of that feeling within the outer self, my dear ones, am I opening the door and inviting you in to the freedom that is yours as you pass through your initiation of love. The outer world is taking that initiation, and yet it feels so little of that love, and it cannot pass through that initiation until it begins to feel the feeling in the life of the central sun. Each of you is connected with that. Therefore, within your life, you may feel the great power of that love. Or you may close the door through your attention to the acceptance of that feeling and become a mirror and feel the discord of the outer world. Now, you have heard the messenger recently, several times, in handing conditions of healing, say to the student, withdraw by your conscious command all capacity to feel pain in the outer self. You may withdraw that capacity because it is but an acceptance in the outer self. And then you can demand the awakening of the feeling of love in the central sun. You can demand that awakening in every point of life, every electron in your body. And as that radiation goes through the flesh, it becomes the healing flame. Then when you demand instantaneous action on the most powerful feeling of that love from the great central sun to go through the healing flame that you send forth, you will find very much quicker release from distress in the outer self. And if you command it to be sustained, the healing will be permanent through the feeling of that love, because everything that is of distress is a lack of that feeling. And you have but through habit accepted the feeling of the chaos of the outer world into your energy, when you should have kept the attention upon your presence of the great central sun and demanded that you be saturated and filled and qualified with the feeling of love from the great central sun, because your life is constantly being drawn from there. What think you sustains the life in the electronic body? What think you sustains the life in the higher mental body or in the outer self? There is a sustaining outpouring of your life, and your life came from the great central sun through the physical sun. Therefore, as you passed through the physical sun, in entering into physical embodiment on this earth, you also, my dear ones, held within your life energy the love from the cosmic being Helios. And if you demand the outer self awaken and remember the feeling of love from the physical sun and the great central sun, and that feeling hold its command over all energy around you, then you become the healing, harmonizing presence that never struggles. Whatever you do, it is as easy as breathing. And this has another very powerful action. If you make the outer self remember the feeling of the love of your life in the great central sun, and you hold that, ever intensifying through the outer self into the atmosphere about you, you may command it to go forth to all the beings of the elements. And as you feel the mastery of this power, as you command that love to bless all the beings of the elements, you will find them bringing you their choicest gifts. You will find them your obedient servants, your co-workers in the great laboratory of life. And you will find yourselves charged with the power to release them from discord imposed on them by mankind. You have been told, my loved ones, that love, that supreme divine love that transcends every human concept, is the great solvent of all problems, all distress, and the dissolver of all that is human. As you return to your memory of how you felt in the great central sun, by conscious attention to that and conscious command, you may again return to that feeling. Only this time you can fill the outer self with that feeling through the remembrance of it. Just the same as if there was something that from which you had great happiness in some delightful experience of the past, you could again make the outer self and its energy feel that happiness again by your remembrance of it. You draw it forth into outer action through the memory. And you may do the same thing in drawing the remembrance of your love in the great central sun. How you felt when you abided there. And you may draw that feeling through your memory into your outer selves today and let it become the qualifying presence and the authority of mastery in the conditions into which you direct your energy. Therefore, to become the great mastery of that life intends means that you must feel that love, because that love of life, that quality of the life in the central sun, is authority over all life that has come into outer manifestation. Therefore, if you are to become the authority over all manifestation in your world or around you, you must become that authority by the remembrance of the love which you truly are. When you say, I am the eternal divine memory of my feeling of love in the great central sun, which from whence I came forth, which I now command to expand everywhere, and which I now return to the whole universe, I am the master authority and presence of that supreme love of all creation, and I am its feeling everywhere. You will then know what poise and peace and self-control really mean, and suffering will have become a thing forgotten for you. For long centuries, because the people of China kept their attention upon the sun, they recalled the land of the sun, and they drew its qualities of love into themselves. But when the attention wandered to what was going on in the rest of the world, they became caught in the whirlwind of that which is not love. And now, unfortunately, it is seeking to take its toll in my beloved land of China. But again I say, love shall yet redeem that which the shadows seek to destroy. And please be of good cheer. There is no condition of chaos which mankind's attention to the outer has built that could not be changed into perfection by this feeling of love to which I refer. Your eternal divine memory, my dear ones, is a wonderful, wonderful treasure house of God's boundless gifts, but you know it not, and rarely have you used it in your outer affairs. As the messenger has referred to that several times, to most of you it does not mean much. But your eternal divine memory is the full conscious awareness of all that is in the great central sun. And it becomes active for you in the physical world by your feeling of love to that, and your feeling of love in its action there. Therefore, as you demand this of yourself's energy, feel the love in the great central sun, all of its activities, then begin to flow into your outer use, and you will find many powers of your own life stream coming again into your outer use by that love alone and the feeling of that love in the outer self. The feeling of love in the great central sun is that great power and outpouring of life which creates beauty and perfection and ever expands it to fill the universe. So you become a duplicate of itself in yourselves and your world as you use the same great love of life to command its feeling to go forth and create beauty without limit and perfection and happiness to bless and fill your being and the world around you. Then will you know what the divine plan contains within it and how you may fulfill it in the greatest joy of all creation. How often have you tried to remember things you wanted to remember, and yet you were not too successful? But how often have you forgotten much that is of distress that you have experienced? The moment the distress stops, in most cases, in just a few minutes or a few hours, you have forgotten the distressing condition. And the outer intellect has played the same trick on you, only instead of using it on the constructive side, it has made you forget your divine scepter of power. Now I am determined to be the reminder to you of what is in your feeling in the great central sun. That's the great storehouse of all of life's greatest perfection and great master powers of all creation. Therefore, to demand the intellect and the outer self become the eternal divine memory of your feeling of love in the great central sun means that you command all the energy of the outer self in your world to feel that love. That is how you may, as the mighty Saint Germain says, generate pure divine love to a boundless degree. And it is through that feeling of love that you may go anywhere in the universe, reach the greatest heights of manifestation, observe the action of the law, draw the powers into yourselves, and go forth and do likewise. That's the great law of life's ever-expanding perfection in action. Experiment, my dear ones, with demanding the full illumination of your eternal divine memory to come and act through the outer self and give you its blessings for use in the physical world to bless your fellow man and fill the world around you with the eternal perfection that life intends. I am not just talking words tonight. I challenge anyone to make this call and demand the outer self and your affairs be filled with the feeling and the remembrance of that feeling of love in the central sun of your own life dream, and see whether you feel differently or not. You have allowed the energy, the outer selves, my dear ones, to record every conceivable feeling from the world around you. Why not be loyal to the highest perfection in creation and command it to receive by conscious memory the feeling of perfection and love in the great central sun? You may, through your attention, fill yourselves with the divinest power and victory of mastery in the universe, or you may look to the outer world and fill yourselves with what is there. And if in the past you have drawn some of that into yourselves, there is no law in heaven or earth that compels you to continue with it one moment longer. From tonight, you may forbid the human entrance ever again, and you may invite the feeling of the love in the central sun of your own life to so qualify and fill the outer self that you are at all times its victory, its mastery, its beauty, its perfection, its boundless powers, and its cosmic secrets that the rest of your fellow men do not yet know. That is the source of all perfection, of the great treasure house of infinite manifestation, will yield you its blessings through love alone. But the love must go there, and its feeling must flood the world around you with its purity and its peace. And then, when the outer self's memory of that feeling awakens, it will not do anything that will cast a discredit upon life, anyone's. Oh, that I could awaken you and impress upon you the necessity of demanding that this outer self honor God's life everywhere. Demand the outer self cease its dishonor to life. Demand it to feel the love in the great central sun and to honor the life that is there, to honor the universe around you with the beauty and the perfection that brings only happiness to all. Great is the law, my dear ones. Great is the peace of its love and its power. Perfect is its action. Invincible is its authority. And inexorable are its demands. And yet you, these outer selves, may become filled and out with and out picture the perfect manifestations that are produced by love alone. When that love in the great central sun is felt, the outer self is not concerned with the gratification of its own desires that entrap it in the quicksand of the outer world's discord. You can never be free completely from discord until that feeling of love from the great central sun fills and floods everything in your being and world, and no other feeling ever allowed to register again. If you demand the memory of all that you felt there, awaken that same feeling within your life today, and within all the energy you ever use, you will become consciously aware of the full powers and their limitless use of your own life stream into and through these outer cells, until everything you touch will become a miracle of blessing and perfection and happiness through your feeling of love in your own life in the central sun. You may call this forth in a boundless degree. You may enter there, behold its perfection, draw its divine patterns and perfection and powers around you, and then give it to the outer world to still the discord and to purify the mental and feeling world of mankind, until they too feel the great purity of the love in the central sun. The eternal divine memory of each one's own life stream contains your individual identity, your feeling of everything that is in the life of the great central sun. And it contains the full divine pattern of your destiny. It contains the ways and means of its accomplishment. It contains the complete plan of the universe and your direct relationship to everything else in creation. And there is no such thing as your not being able to produce perfection. Believe me tonight, take me at my word, try me out, and use that love, and then tell me 30 days from tonight whether I have given you a blessing that as yet you have never understood and certainly never used in the fullness of its power. That is why it becomes a very great joy and a very great privilege to serve the light and to bring the feeling of that love and happiness into all things of the outer world till they yield you perfection. And you have no idea yet what the friendship of the beings of the elements means to you, my dear ones, when that love becomes so great in you that they rush to serve you and give you their choicest blessings, because in so doing, they feel the happiness of your love to life. Purity and that love in the great central sun are one. And all the secrets, all the powers, all the miracles and gifts and blessings of creation are dependent upon the purity and the love in the central sun that qualifies the energy of the outer self with that which produces perfection at your conscious command. And then you are automatically fulfilling the divine plan of your life stream and the divine plan of the world around you reveals its blessings and its gifts. If you want more instantaneous action in the use of your healing flame, you demand by the feeling of love in the great central sun, whatever speed of action, will produce instantaneous miracles and manifestations of the perfection you desire. You must command that. And dear ones, I could talk to you till dawn and tell you the many, many avenues of wonderful experiences that you could call forth by the various activities in which you use this feeling of love from the great central sun. In calling forth manifestations into the physical octave, they should all be clothed with this power and demand the eternal protection of their activity. Then when you drew forth something by the power of that love, it would go on sustaining its blessings, and the hand of mankind's discord could not touch it. This is the only eternal protection of anyone. And my dear ones, as you train yourselves through this call to feel that love from the great central sun, feel your being and world, you will find fear has no power over you, and doubt will have become annihilated. Selfishness cannot exist when the feeling of the purity and the love in the great central sun qualifies all the energy of the outer self. Then would you never dishonor life anywhere by anything that is a misuse of your outer energy. You do not yet know how very kind and merciful and wonderful your mighty I Am presence has been to you, and how wonderful and merciful and careful has been the assistance of the ascended host to those who are now blessed to be within this light. I wonder if you know how great my love is to my master Ariel. I wonder if you know what a joy it is to serve him who is the master presence of that wonderful kindness through love alone. This makes you able, my dear ones, to give without reservation the light of that feeling of love and the feeling of the love of your own life in the outer self emits a light and has the power to illumine the atmosphere in which you move. And that is just one of its wonderful powers. By that love alone can you produce what the world calls miracles. By that love are all the powers of life's wonderful manifestations brought into your outer use, into outer action, at your conscious command, so long as you keep feeling the uninterrupted purity and happiness of that love from the great central sun. So tonight, may it become a tangible, living, wonderful garment about each of you. Its substance and its flame reveal around you the master powers of life and be the joy to all you contact that forever lifts every impurity from life. And may you, in the demand for your eternal divine memory of the feeling of that love, start into outer action the final release of the powers of your own presence to take their dominion in the outer world, render their service to the universe, fulfill the divine plan, and all the time, each day, You become happier and happier and happier in their use, and your freedom is unconditional. As China was called the land of the sun, tonight I call you beloved Saint Germain, great family of the love from the central sun that awakens the rest of mankind out of everything human. And your feeling of this great mastery gives courage and strength to the rest of your fellow men to look away from the human and, contemplating the divine even for an instant, connect with its perfection and then let it fill the outer self until its victory and its powers bless everything, everything. There is no greater healing power in all the universe than this feeling of the love in the central sun, which you once were and once felt and now must again feel in the outer self to be its victory and its mastery over everything in this world of physical affairs. Your success will be boundless, be it in business or anywhere. As you remember this tonight and just stop long enough to demand that feeling and the memory of it be sustained in the outer self until wherever you go, its flame blazes and perfection must appear. You are free, my loved ones, tonight, in this eternal divine memory of the feeling of your own life as it existed in the great central sun. And your memory will not fail you as you demand its service in your outer affairs. May the robe of authority, which that feeling is to all life, be yours tonight and take you forward, protected, illumined, victorious, and free by that love alone. Then will your presence be in you, and you in that presence and feeling of its love release its mastery and its assistance wherever you move. Thank you with all my heart. Beloved Fun Wei, in all the love and gratitude of ours, thank you for each for this night. May your love be amplified back by our service to life and our calls for the freedom of China from everything that is not that feeling of love from the great central sun. We ask the mighty Son of Kamara tonight to flood his love into China and dissolve all hate and everything that has dishonored life. To the beloved brothers of the golden robe, the diamond heart, the blue flame, the white robe, and the indigo cape, we ask thy enfolding radiance to us, to load us in thy feeling of love from the great temple. Make us feel it. Make us its victorious presence. Make our world all of its victory. And take us forward to blaze its power without reservation, till no shadow remains. Beloved Daddy, in the words of the benediction, clothe us in whatever you know will make us feel the feeling of love in the great central sun of our own life streams from the beginning. Make us now the victory of its mastery everywhere in the upper world. Thank you, beloved Daddy. Thank you, mighty Funway, and all the beloved ones who have brought us this far in the light. Now may our love, drawn forth from our feeling in the great central sun, bear witness to our love and gratitude to them and carry its victory everywhere. To the seven mighty Elohim, the seven mighty Kumaras, the seven mighty Johans, the seven great archangels, clothe us in the sevenfold flame of the seven mighty Elohim, and beloved Arcturus, command the unfed flame in our hearts to expand and become one with the sevenfold flame without, and cutting us free from all connection with the discord of the outer world. Let us move in the world, but not of it. And everywhere we move, make us the victory and the feeling of the great love in the great central sun, in his presence of purity and perfection, to fulfill the divine plan and bring the greatest joy that earth has ever known to the I Am student body until all are free everywhere. Thank you, precious one. Thank you, precious ones. We add to that all we are and have ever hoped to be, or having raised it all, our beloved mighty I Am presence and all the great ones, asking them to accept it, amplified without limit, qualified with whatever is required to give the one mighty stroke that frees the earth from all that is not the victory of this mighty love from the great central sun forever. To all who govern the cosmic crystal cup, flood forth everything it contains, and keep it expanding in worldwide victory to the annihilation of all poverty and all else that is not of the light, and make those under this radiation the custodians of the wealth of the world, to command and compel all on this earth, raised, purified, illumined, and used in the service of the light for the ascension of all, in the victory of that love supreme from the great central sun. We thank thee. Now as we return these physical flames to the great central sun from whence they came, we ask them be our messengers and convey to the heart center of creation our heart's calls for all the light, all the help, all the power, all the dispensations required in all activities of the sacred fire and the feeling of that supreme love from the central sun, all that is necessary to fulfill the ascended master's divine plan their way, till everything on this earth has become the perfection of the feeling of that love for eternity.